The names of the Jewish months all go back to the ancient Babylonian period. They're all Babylonian names. Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, Kislev, and so on. What is interesting is these names were, again, universally accepted by Jews till this very day. Jewish holidays are celebrated on specific days of the lunar month. So, for instance, Passover will always be on the 15th day of the lunar month of Nisan. The new year, or in Hebrew, Rosh Hashanah, will be on the first and second day of the Hebrew month, or lunar month of Tishrei, or Tishrei. And Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, will be on the 10th month, on the 10th day of that same month, Tishrei, and so on. The one holy day in Judaism that is not determined by a particular date of the month is, of course, the Sabbath. The word in Hebrew is Shabbat, which basically means to rest. For many, it is the crown jewel of the Jewish time cycle. We should remember that Sabbath is the only sacred day mentioned outright in the Ten Commandments. The holidays are not mentioned. The Sabbath is. And the Ten Commandments actually appears twice in the books of Moses. In the book of Exodus, in chapter 20, the reason for resting on the seventh day is emulating God. Just as God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, so we should also rest on the seventh day. However, in the second version of the Ten Commandments that appears in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the stress is far more on the social issue. If I read the proper scripture, on the seventh day, this is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. And needless to say, this phrase, not to do work on Sabbath, engendered and caused enormous discussions among the rabbis. Go define work. What does work mean, right? Is it until you work up a sweat? Or is it defined as something technical? And whole books are written about this. But it goes on. Who shall not work? You, your son, your daughter, your servant, your maidservant, your ox, your ass, your cattle, nor the stranger that lives within your gates, so that your servant and maidservant may rest as well as you. And this is, when we think of the context, the chronological context in which this was formulated, what you have is a tremendous advanced social awareness of the needs of people who on the social totem pole are really subservient to others, their needs to have a day of rest. And if you did not get the point, the Ten Commandments continues, remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt and that the Lord your God took you out of there. So you ought to know how a servant, in fact, requires a day of rest. The Sabbath, like all days in the Jewish calendar, begins at sunset, and it continues until the evening of the following day. It does not begin at midnight, it begins at sunset. And this, of course, is based on the first scriptures describing creation. When God creates the world, every day is concluded by, and it was evening, and it was morning, day one. It was evening, it was morning, day two, and so on. So just as God creates evening and then into day, so Jews celebrate their holy days and all of their days, as it were, beginning with the evening. Now, the holidays themselves fall into a number of categories. The most solemn are known as the high holy days, or the days of awe. And they are the New Year and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. Both fall in the month, the Hebrew month of Tishrei, which is just as the summer is about to end and autumn begins, so that usually these holidays would fall in the month of September and sometimes early October. Rosh Hashanah, the new year, is considered the yearly day of judgment. And the main theme here projects God as king and judge of all mankind, not just of Israel. And so while Rosh Hashanah is a Jewish holiday, there is a definite universal aspect to this day. The prayers of Rosh Hashanah actually describe how all of mankind literally parades before God in some sort of a judgment, and he deals with them. And along with extended prayer, on this day, on these days of the new year, the most outstanding element of the service is the blowing of a ram's horn. The Hebrew word is a shofar. In truth, any horn of a kosher animal would do. Why a ram's horn? You remember that story of Isaac's binding on the altar and his almost sacrifice. At the last moment, Isaac was replaced, according to the book of Genesis, by a ram. God, or an angel, shows Abraham a ram. And so we blow the ram's horn on Rosh Hashanah, among other things, to remind God, right, of Abraham, the patriarch's faith, right, with that ram.